Mayor Tipple, several concerns brought out by the residents of the city, some concerning with alleyway access, whether or not streets should be closed, some parking. A lot of suggestions came out as well. What can the city do as far as addressing these individual property owner concerns if the development takes place?
Well, we took some good notes tonight, and we'll check out, you know, everybody's concerns and see which ones can be fixed. Obviously, we can't close off access to somebody's garage, and so we're going to take a look at that. We tried to think of everything, all the possibilities, the pros and cons to this project, and there's a few minor details to work out, and that's exactly what we're going
to
do.
Listening to the crowd, a big crowd as far as that goes, a couple of them would just soon see the ball diamond go away, but it seemed the majority were very much in favor of this redevelopment for their neighborhood.
Well, that was really rewarding to see, you know, the support. They clapped several times when people made positive comments. And, you know, the park has been there a long time, and it's not any different than the airport. You know, we get complaints on our city airport, but that airport's been there a long time. And it's not like it's, you know, surprised anybody, but we need to be sensitive to some of the concerns, and as many of the concerns we can work out, we will do.
As far as some of those concerns, how about the additional lighting on some of the streets, maybe some parking changes that were brought up, and you know, what can be done as far as policing some of the improper parking or other bad behaviors?
Well, I think, you know, the first start to this plan was to get two houses that were close to the stadium so that it would make the park a reality. That cleaned up some blight and some other problems that police were called to those houses. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are going to make the neighborhood safer. The two houses that we'll tear down will be a start. But as they go toward the parking lot north of the stadium, that would be well lit to encourage people to park there. And I think, you know, it's a win-win for the neighborhood in the long term. It isn't any different than I mentioned in the meeting. We cleaned up the Franklin School parking playground. It was a blighted area. We partnered up with the schools, and that was a win-win. And we're trying to do the same thing with this neighborhood, sometimes one house at a time or one great plan at a time.
This was brought up that it's perhaps the first time that you've had a private investor come in and help reestablish a neighborhood, not a business district.
Well, he's got a great vision. You know, he knows that the park needs some renovations, but he also, you know, wanted to improve the neighborhood because if people feel safe coming to his entertainment venue, it's a win-win for everybody. So you don't run into private investors that are willing to spend the kind of money he is spending to not only improve his venue, but also to take a look at the neighborhood and improve as much things as he can as possible.
One of the other issues happens to be a state highway very close by and some of the parking alongside of that. Is it possible that the city could work with the state to perhaps relocate that state highway to a different block?
We wrote it down, and we have to check that out to see if there what our options are with state highways. They're very restrictive, but we need to see if there's any possibilities in that area.